Hey, Token CEO listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, ready? All right. It's Thursday, May 27th. This is episode 157 of the Token CEO podcast. This is the second time I'm recording this because my genius producer, Frankie, forgot to press the on button. This is why we used to have in the control room, it would say record your fucking stream, because we just need to be reminded of those big important things to do around here. So anyways, our podcast is brought to life by Sports Research. Sports Research makes a ton of great products. One of my favorites is the collagen. I have like a huge, large jar on my countertop that I put in with my coffee every day. If you want, you can use their waist trimmers. You can get their at-home workout kit. You can get the collagen. You can try vitamins. They've got a whole bunch of great stuff. Go to sportsresearch.com/token and you can get 30% off. The other thing you can do is if you like Sweet Sweat, which is their product that helps improve circulation and make you sweat, you can get that by going to sportsresearch.com. Put a Sweet Sweat stick in your basket. You get it for free. You just have to use code NRC at checkout. So we've got four special guests today. We've got the Chicklets guys joining us. We're going to kick it to that interview. The Chicklets are, I would say, one of, if not my favorite group here. I talk to these guys more than anyone. I feel like I work on this podcast and brand more than any other. I love it. I love hockey. I love everything that they're about. I think they are wickedly funny and very humble. And I think they are some of the best personalities and marketers that we have. So we're going to talk to them today. All right. So we've got the Chicklets guys. Grinnelli, I heard you had some stats to share. I would look at you, but I can't right now.
Well, not stats. I came prepared.
All right. Well, let's go. What do you got?
2019, we did an interview with you. You asked us, what is the future of Chicklets? I jumped in. I said video. And I think we've gone, and at that time, we had no video, and I think we've gone pretty heavy into video.
Isn't that insane? That's no video?
So that's what I wanted to.
We had no video in 2019?
We didn't have much. We had the West Coast Wagon Tour, and that was just about it.
Now we got mad subscribers on YouTube, right?
We have a whole series, a whole golf series. Now we got golf sponsors. I'm just making you guys money.
How would you guys describe the Chicklets world? Like, describe for people who listen to this what the Chicklets world is.
The Chicklets world, how do we describe that? I don't know. It's a clown show. I think all three of us are completely different. We all have different opinions and different way to say things. And then when we get together once a week, so we were twice a week, and our show's become a lot better since we went to one, because it's a really long episode. You can break it up throughout the week, but it's more like there's so much every week to talk about that I think it's taken us a little bit, I don't know, to the next level, but I think it's improved.
Will you keep one episode even deep into the playoffs?
No. So starting in a week for the end of the first round and probably the whole second round, we're doing two episodes a week, I think, for 2 weeks. So at least when there's a lot to catch up on, like we could be doing it now, but with ads and how they were sold, it ends up being 2 weeks at the end of the first round.
Yep. What do you think the world is?
It's been good. It's been a blast. I mean, obviously the hockey climate is changing drastically with the all these networks picking up the games. Playoffs have obviously spoken for themselves. But as far as our brand's concerned and our fan base, it's continuing to grow. As G said, we're cranking out the video components. I don't know. You kind of put me on the spot with that question. I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay,
I'll say this though, like, hockey's in the best place it's ever been in. And I think we got super lucky in terms of these young superstars are coming, McDavid, Matthews, and it's growing. And the league's getting bigger and going back to ESPN. So it's perfect timing for us to really... We've already grown to have such a fan base that now I think hockey's going to get bigger in the next few years with the new TV. And it's really good for us to already be in.
Do you think... So I think that Chicklets is the most beloved, engaging, influential brand in hockey, period. That's how I describe it. I think there's this alchemy in the show, which is like chemistry, just FYI for the
what do you call it?
Alchemy.
Alchemy. Like,
yeah.
New word.
Yep. Let's go.
But anyways, spell it,
spell it and look it up on Google.
But anyways, like the fan perspective, former player perspective, there's the comedy perspective. I think the thing that, Grinnelli, to your point, that I'm most excited about is like it started as a podcast. It was pure hockey. Now it's golf. Now it's comedy. It's Canada. It's a vodka. Like it's gaming. I think the gaming thing is huge. I think that there's something about you guys that make people want to come along with you, which I think is the best thing about Barstool, is just like people want to come along for the ride. And you've done that in hockey in the US and Canada. I think you can do it around the world. And I actually think you're taking it to other places. If I were to look 3 years from now, I would say this will be a very big international brand, not just a North American brand.
Well, there you go. You get your Ireland trip covered.
You can open a Dublin office.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, so I do have a question, though. Do you think that the rights being – do you think the change in the rights deal is going to have that much of an impact on the sport?
Maybe not immediately, but I think over the course of that TV deal, being on ESPN and TNT is so big.
I do.
And I think that NBC Sports Network, right, it's on all the cable packages, but you don't go into bars and NBC Sports is on, ESPN's on. And it's just because of that – you're going to look at more coverage from ESPN in the sports centers with Scott Van Pelt. And just basically eyes will see the game, and they're not only going to see the game, they're going to see these like McDavid, like some of these guys now with less hitting. I will say the game's more entertaining because of how fast and quick everything's gotten. So better TV rights along with the game being in the place it's in. The only issue we have is when you say we're beloved, I completely agree. We have an amazing fan base, but as we get bigger, more haters come and more people that don't like that we talk about the physicality in hockey and how hockey's a violent game. There's many people right now that hate that and they're trying to get that out of the game, where our show is so into like, this is hockey, this is how we grew up with it and we won't change. So we have some people now that get upset with us in terms of that, but we stick to our guns and we know that it's like a vocal minority when they do come at us online, and our fan base overall thinks the same way about hockey that we do.
So do the players.
They vote on the
players say to us. I get messages. I talk to players like, so happy you guys are like back in this and back in that and not giving in to this culture. You know, that's maybe a little soft.
So there's like a soft culture with like personally. Oh, I think women's hockey would be more interesting if they could check one another and beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
I agree. I think more people would watch.
I think women's hockey on a whole has made some mistakes and it's getting better. I think it's, if not now, it was the fastest growing sport in the country for women.
Youth, it still is.
And so I think there's been some issues. Obviously, what they did with you was bullshit. But I think that you're right in terms of physicality. It brings eyes. It doesn't matter if people hate it. It doesn't matter if they see concussions and talk about what happens to guys when they retire. Every guy signs up and knows what they're doing.
Well, I mean, you talk to enough of the girls. Do they want to add the contact?
I mean, Babs sure does, but that's...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a little biased.
Yeah, that's like Babs wants to play like... wants to play mini hockey in the hallway with checking. Like, she's looking to hit anyone.
Wait, so it's interesting though. So how do you guys feel different now than you did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago? Like, because the pod, you what?
RA, what do you think?
Well, RA was the OG here.
Different in what regard?
Because like, I'll give you an example, like how Barstool was when I got here in 2016 was probably way different than it was for Dave in 2009 or for you guys. And now I think we're like radically different than we were in 2016. Some of it's good and some of it's not good.
I mean, I think we've been pretty consistent. I think we've just kind of grown up, brand name, whatever you want to call it. I think we've been on a pretty steady pace, just upward, like slowly upward as far as us.
I think that when the move to New York happened and you were hired, I remember being like, wow, they're in New York. Like, how much bigger can they get? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm from Massachusetts, so it was enormous to begin with. But now if you look at the beginning in New York and how many employees are here and how many new shows, and I was like, how could they grow anymore? It's not even the same world as when they mm-hmm. came to New York. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan in Milton. So it's yeah. like this whole company. And I know what you mean. Some things are worse, where it's like the bigger you get, the more people on the other side too.
The more you have to think about the opposite reaction. You can't just do always whatever you want, say always whatever you want.
That's exactly what I've said to Biz, in that it kind of bums me out at times. you can't say certain things anymore in that, like, oh, we have a sponsor, so I can't talk about that because that's not a sponsor. We have, and then, like, when we're doing the gambling caves, you can't say certain words. It's like, hold on. When RA and I started this, it was just you were slinging it.
You were oblivious to everything.
And now, not only on the show, and luckily we're not live. Like, I don't know if I could handle the live aspect, but even recording, it's like that slight pause and thinking what you're saying, it does change your entire vibe in terms of recording because you do have to think before you speak, and we did not have to do that before. We were saying anything we
that,
wanted.
That also came with the growth and the responsibility in a sense of, yeah, sometimes you would say things that you didn't know were going to be inflammatory, and the next thing you know, you're online the next day, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is not really what I meant, but...
Well, things look so much different in print.
Yes.
Like when people write down stuff we've said, you're like, I've read quotes I've said, and I was like, oh my God, if you read that, it's like, not only do I sound so dumb, I sound just like a complete asshole. It's like, I was joking around when I said it, but it's all about the tone.
Yeah, I take those, I do you guys dirty with those quote boards sometimes.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, Mikey,
I message him every
God.
Time. I'm like, Mikey, I sound like an idiot here. Like,
no, he put a board up.
Make a quote up, for Christ's sake.
He put a picture up one time, and I think the quote, he's like, Wayne Gretzky was the best player ever, Ryan Whitney. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what, though? You know what? There's a reason that Spit and Chicklets has more followers on Instagram than any podcast at Barstool Sports. Engagement, baby. Engagement, baby.
Hey, like, hey, everyone's laughing with you. No, they're not. They're laughing at you.
Going back to earlier when I was fumble fucking my words there, but we've just kind of put our head down, and with the size of the company and where it's grown and the resources that we had, we get to listen to our fans, and like next thing you know, a new thing is created. We did that golf video, and obviously they were vocal about the response, so we kept doing them. Obviously, the gambling corner and the blogs, that's something that a certain percentage of our other fan base like, or a portion of it, excuse me. We've been doing these, what's the hockey fest coming up?
Well, yeah, the street hockey tournaments,
today.
The pond hockey tournaments,
we got
the gaming.
Pond hockey tournaments, you know, anything else moving forward. I know we did the Pink Whitney Cup because we had to shift because we couldn't do the pond hockey tournament. So we're kind of in a situation right now where we've really just put our head down the last couple of years. And now when you sit down and talk about it, it's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, it's
what
overwhelming.
We've collectively been able to accomplish. And it's not just, you know, us sitting down here. And when we come to the office, we try to snap it around because there's a lot of people who are doing things for us we probably have no clue are. And Grinnelli is I guess, probably more inclined to talk about that.
I mean, did you see that picture the other night with Grinnelli, like, asleep, curled up on the couch with his computer?
Yeah, when we're done recording, like, we all go to... Well, that was a late one because we're doing after the playoff games. Grinnelli's... It's 6 hours when we're done recording until he's done. Mm-hmm. So the nights we are recording late and he's doing it till 7 a.m. and then looking like a crypt keeper sleeping on the couch, it's like, you got to respect what he's doing.
100%.
Because, and there's... We do the audio over another app, so we send him the audio after and he can make it sound better, and then people forget to... I forget to send it. He's like 3 a.m, like, calling me, like, I need your audio. So he does a lot more than people think, and that kind of goes to show how big, like, the behind-the-scenes people are. And he's on the show, obviously, but... It's like people think it's just recording, it's out. There's so much work that goes in.
The trench work.
Yeah, trench work's important.
A lot of other people, though, too, like Sean and like Jen Simons and Wajia and Deirdre and like all these people that you guys call 10 times a night or Biz calls 10 times a night, and they do a ton for us as well.
And we talked about, oh, hey, Dave, how you doing?
This guy just got owned by me. Hey, the old owner of this company just got
old.
Owned,
he came in here looking to pick a fight, and I put him in a fucking
you?
Trash bag.
I came in looking to be nice.
Can I say something?
And you started you, talking.
This guy,
no
who
sense,
wants to be friends with you? Who wants
this.
To be friends with you? He has a friend. He has a random friend just hanging out in the cafeteria, trying to put his kid to bed in Sweden. I'm like, who are you? I'm Whitney's friend, and he just left me here. I'm like, what do you mean he left you here? He's like, yeah, I just wait in the corner. He's like, you're in the cafeteria eating fucking Cheetos, trying to put his kid to bed in Sweden. I'm like, good friend Whitney.
Those are the lengths that our crew is willing to go in order to keep producing what we've been doing. We had a guy, Merles, come over, take a red eye from Sweden.
This so is the guy who walked in with
just
today.
To do our gambling show.
I
just
felt like
say,
he worked here and I didn't know who he was. So and I got a little nervous.
Yeah, no. So we were.
Does he work for us?
He's going. All right, so this is what I was going to say.
Here
so,
we go.
No, so I think that when you say in terms of growing, we got the golf, we keep growing, street hockey. For me, and we all of us have talked, the gambling. And with Barstool, it's only in, what, 5 states? So say we get to 25 states at some point, RA's in the gambling, and Merle's came on as a gambler guy. So this kid played, like, I think probably 15 to 20 years pro. 10 of them were in Europe, every country in Europe. So he started doing the gambling with RA's blogs. He went on this run where he was making people so much money gambling on games in Russia, Sweden, Switzerland. So he's got his own niche. And I think the more people we bring in for gambling, I think that's huge for us. Because even the league's now into gambling.
Merle knows the refs are getting paid off. So
he's paying them off.
We got some insider information.
Dave Portnoy didn't love that.
Well, I don't think he knew. I don't know. He's just trying to be funny. That wasn't very funny, though. He doesn't even know the guy's like selling. He's selling T-shirts for us. Merle's T-shirt went on sale today, and I think he's already sold.
Last night, we've sold a bunch.
Yeah,
EBR so baby, everybody rides.
Everyone who he made money, he got a bunch of tweets. Hey, you made me money. I'm going to buy a shirt. So that's just
another
aspect.
That's a good way to do it.
That
I
our
love
show
it.
Is growing with another guy, and RA is
an international
guy. And an international guy. Exactly.
Who doesn't? Not you, RA. Sorry. All right, let's talk about hockey playoffs and your team, Toronto, although I did really appreciate your Bruins chant last night.
You did or didn't?
Loved it.
Yeah, so I don't often gamble.
It changed entirely. I didn't know if I was looking at troops or biz. I was like,
I was saying, let's go Bruins, and apparently, what's the old chant?
The original is, here we go Bruins, here we go, bump, bump. And it changed in the last few years, yeah, to like, let's go Bruins. I'm like, no, that was always the Red Sox chant. The original chant was, here we go Bruins, here we go. So we switched over to that. Got a W.
And you won me $100.
And you also face fucked Nate, and I think that really changed
yeah.
the.
Yet another live stream viral moment. Yes. Unpredicted. We've been getting a few of those.
So how do you feel about this? Because Biz, I think that you really changed the whole dynamic. Like I think you are an extraordinary talent, but you also bring this crazy energy, like amazing energy. How do you feel about like before you came on the pod? Now you're part of obviously a huge part of the pod. Wherever you go, the energy is, I think, palpable. So, like, how talk about that from your perspective.
Well, we went for a walk last night. What was it, down by the pier?
East River.
And we were just kind of talking about how crazy and how all the stars aligned. And I'm grateful every day for that I've been able to do this in my post-career. And I don't know what kind of maybe tapped me into being so obsessive about it. I think that... I don't know, Whit, for you, I know I felt a little bit underwhelmed with the way my career ended. And, you know, and I wanted to show that I could do something on the other side of it and give back to the game in a different way where it, you know, and then all of a sudden when these guys had what they were doing going, and then I hopped on a couple times and finally got on full time, it kind of, like I said, aside from it taking on a mind of its own, I think we just, as he said, the personalities just really meshed. It was all different. It wasn't the same. You look at all these other people trying to do things and you have all the same type of people in the room where we are just four very unique individuals.
All right, so we're going to interrupt the Chicklets very quickly to talk about top resume. I would guarantee that resume writing is not a core strength of Paul Bissonnette, Ryan Whitney, Rear Admiral, or Grinnelli. But resume writing is important. If you're trying to get a job, the way the employer looks at you is by virtue of what you have on your resume. I used to look at a ton of resumes. My mother always reviewed my resume. If you go to topresume.com, the best thing that they do is you just upload your resume. They have an expert give you feedback on it. They give you personalized recommendations for how you can make your resume better. What's better than that? You're trying to find a job. You want to make sure your resume works. You go to topresume.com, use code TOKEN, and you get this for free. topresume.com/token, upload your resume, have somebody look at it. They'll give you advice on how to make it better. It's a no-brainer. Are you underwhelmed with how your career ended?
Yeah, I was underwhelmed with my career for sure, but it wasn't like when I was done, I was more just like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do, which is a panic. You talk to every athlete. It's like, kind of
I meant more in a sense of like not every athlete or a lot of them get to end it the way they wanted to. And, you know, I would have liked to have ended in the NHL and I would have liked to have my ACLs and, you know, and it didn't really end the way I ever expected it. And I would probably say the same for you as well.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But when we started the show, like I just would have been fine like doing what we were doing. So this guy is what changed it because he's like, we got to get bigger here, 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 here. And I was more just like, all right, I'm along for this ride.
He made us into a business.
Yeah,
I think that was the cool thing. He took us from a podcast and he the way Biz thinks, it's business, business, business. Everything he thinks about is business. So I think when he came to us, he made Spit and Chicklets like open our eyes to, wow, we can actually be a lot more than a podcast and we can make money doing other things.
You know what's funny? I actually have I remember because we have a new house. I moved in 3 years ago. I was in where I lived before. So this was like 4 years ago maybe. And we had a conference call and Gaz was on the call. you were on it, and Gaz was like, I think Chicklets, and you said it too, I think Chicklets can be a monster. It can be like enormous. And I was like, it sounds weird. I was like, I don't know. Like, we're just like a hockey podcast. And then sure as shit, 3 years later, like, you guys are right. Like, you saw something that maybe I didn't even see that I think Biz also saw. And I think Biz saw the growth in Barstool. And when he came on as a guest, it was a big hit. Everyone loved them. And then he's probably looking on the sidelines like, all right. Because I had told him, I was like, hey, dude, when you're done, you're coming in. Obviously, you're doing this. And I think he was probably finishing out planning things out and had a lot of ideas in his head that he brought to us.
He had the documentary too, though. He had the documentary to come right. to us with too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's hard because the fans see this, and like you hear about growing it from a business perspective. But the way I looked at it too was we could set up this infrastructure where it could all like elevate everything we're doing. We've talked about Sandbaggers, but going from the first one to now, how were we able to improve the production? Well, we could afford 5 camera guys as opposed to, and 2 sound guys as opposed to just having Pasha. Because when we started this, and Halifax was a big breaking point for us because we got Huge. Crosby and McKinnon, yeah. and we were able to somehow get that Sandbagger that was filmed with just Pasha. So it's just like, growing the business has just helped us expand in all those areas, but not only do that, it's like make it look better and make it easier on everyone, and that includes Sean behind here as a camera guy. We went from releasing the podcast on YouTube 2 days later. Well, he comes in now, he's able to get him out on Wednesday, so our fans get to enjoy watching it a day sooner.
And memes like, too.
Triplets memes. I love memes.
The best. My god, the video memes made. Oh, he's so good. I love memes.
So then we were able to bring him on as a salaried employee, which is huge for us. So how could we forget?
I think you're a marketer. That's actually what you're, an obsessive marketer. Like you're clearly someone who grew up watching other people, which I think is very interesting. And you do the same with this brand and your team and all that. Can I ask
Jeff
you guys
too? We got to shout out Jeff.
Jeff, one of the best people on the planet.
He's Biz's business manager, and then I've gotten to know him, and he's been unreal for us because he's listening to other podcasts. He's prepping us for interviews. Like, he's made a huge difference too. There's so many people behind the scenes.
Yep. Let me ask you guys a different question. So why do you think the players are now better than ever? Like, what is it about the game of hockey right now that you think makes it so exciting?
Well, I think, every 10 years, every athlete in every sport, they just get better and better, bigger and stronger. Mainly with hockey, it's the speed. So now it's like the game was a slower game in the early 2000s, and it's continually gotten quicker. And with that, there's been less physicality, and there's been smaller players who have been able to get into the league and get a foot in. So all these years, and I remember growing up and playing against kids who were undersized that were unbelievable players, and they probably would be in the NHL if they came up now. Well, they didn't get a chance because they were too little. And now that's not happening. Size isn't a factor. And it's created so much skill in the league where you're seeing speed and skill in plays. Like, people who know hockey, right, this Michigan goal, all of a sudden guys are flipping it up on their stick and they're going around the net. It never happened. Now every kid can do it. It's like the skill level is just so high. And it all goes back to social media, which is crazy enough because all these kids have Instagrams.
Yeah, totally.
They all are branding themselves earlier.
Totally.
They're all – hockey's getting into the point now where it's like – we're finally talking about no dress codes. We're talking about things in hockey that have been like, you don't do them. Hockey has been forever like, it's about the team. You don't talk about yourself. Well, when a guy's talking about himself, it's kind of good for your business and yourself. It's just with hockey, it's always been like, no, you don't do that. That's not what you do. And I think the more that changes and the more guys look at themselves as brands like they have in the NBA and the NFL, the league gets better.
I think... Do you have anything you would add to that or no?
No, that was very well said. You're great.
Okay.
That was very
nice
well
job.
Said, Rick.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about Premier League.
Oh, yeah. That goes back to the other stuff.
Okay, so I think that's a huge area for you. I was also Chelsea until I saw the Liverpool goal last weekend. Did you see that? Like the goaltender, Alisson scoring.
It was scary for us because that made it look like we might not finish top 4 and get Champions League, but I think we're good because we won the other day.
But talk a little bit about like the interplay with troops and like how you guys mix it. Like, you guys like golf, you hate rigs. Like, so that I'm cool.
Yeah,
with
but
that.
The
I
new
like
move
that,
he did, he's now we think we're like friends sort of because
of
that was unreal. What you guys have
done. It's awesome.
Let him play in that tournament in NCAA being fools. Soccer, it's kind of like I've told Biz this before, and I don't know if hockey fans that love our show would like love hearing it, but the more we talk about other sports, the more I enjoy it. I'm just so into like so many different sports that I love when we get involved with other stuff. Now, a lot of our fans don't want to hear it, but there are some that do. So when Troops got hired here, I saw one of the streams, him going nuts. I was like, this guy's unbelievable. I was like, I need to get in soccer. Like, just watching him, I was like, I want to get in. And I picked a team that's his one of his arch rivals. So I was like, well,
Chelsea.
I'm obviously going to do that. So we just battled back and forth on Twitter. I met him for the first time the other day and giving him a little love. And that's what Dave's chirped me. He's like, you're so friendly now. It's like, fuck you. I can be nice to people in person and mean online. That's the difference between me and him. He's a prick to everyone everywhere. But Troops has gotten me into soccer. And I think with that, I've talked about it on the show and guys chirp me for talking about it. But then I get a bunch of tweets of people loving it. So I think the more we add, the better.
Yeah, I think when I say it all the time, and people say it to me when we're talking out in the street or whatever, like, I love when you guys talk about A, B, C, or D, not even hockey. No, obviously, we got to talk about hockey most of the show, but whether me and you talk about movies or Oscars or something, I think that's just kind of us. They just like hearing us talk because we have such great chemistry. And, like, the first show me and Whit did, we knew each other casually, had a couple beers a couple times, but we never had, like, a full-on conversation. And that first show, Whit, we just clicked, man. It was just instant chemistry there right away. It was like, all right, and we had something right away, and then this chucklehead came in, and we weren't looking at anybody. We were only going to add Biz. Like, should we ask him to join us? And, like, I've made this comparison a bunch, but I'll say it again. Like, me and Whit won a title. Biz came along and made us a dynasty.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's nice.
Put that on a shirt.
Let's go.
Put that on a shirt and sell it.
All right. Thank you guys for doing this.
No problem.
You guys
Thank
are the best.
Thank you for all your support.
Yes.
I love
we
you
always
guys.
Always shout out Barstool.
Anything else, all right?
Slanche.
What's that mean?
That's Irish for thank you. Or like that's yeah. More like
that's Irish yeah, for pay like, for my 7 week
I did.
Week trip,
I did
want to
talk
trip.
About the warthog thing.
Okay.
Why are you so dirty?
Why am I so dirty?
Yeah, like.
Oh, is that like a sexual innuendo?
No, no. Like the toe cheese on.
Right. Oh, that's a different
like,
stream.
The warthog was it was a player who Biz was saying was like a farm animal. We were trying to figure out was he like a
wildebeest?
Wildebeest or hog
boar.
Or boar. And I was like, no, he's a warthog. And we were on the live stream, so I just was imitating a warthog, and that took off. The toe cheese is exaggerated. I scratched my foot dry skin and happened to touch Whit after. He said toe cheese. It worked, so I roll with it. You know, I'm fine with
you
being
roll.
A foot jester.
The reason why the warthog went viral is because I wasn't really paying attention, so it was the Stewie Griffin moment when he's like, mom.
But, like, but if you're on the road with Biz, I said to Grilly, everybody does that 7 times during a week. Biz, before you get his attention. But it just so happened to be that time. But
it's
because
my
it's
hair's
great.
Covering my ears.
Yeah.
But
you're
no,
keep,
that's
your hair coming out.
Are you going to keep the hair?
Yeah, I'm going to grow it out. We're going to make R.A. a wig for his trip to Ireland.
I mean, I love it.
we're going to cut out. We're going to get him a nice fade going, too.
All right. Like, bye, you guys.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thank you, Erica. Thanks for everything.
That was tight.
That was awesome.
All right, so our one fucking good thing, which we're going to have the Chiclets guys do, is brought to you by High Noon. We love High Noon. They've got a bunch of new tropical flavors out. If you are looking to celebrate cocktail season, you've been outside all day, you've just gone for a run, you feel like kicking back on a Saturday night or a Wednesday afternoon, there's really nothing better than High Noon. It's great tasting. It's real vodka, real juice, and just a little bit of sparkling water. Perfect combination. I am fairly obsessed with the tropical pack. I really liked the old pack. I got into a large argument with someone the other day about the value of black cherry as a flavor. Right now, I'm into the mango. So if you want to try High Noon or you want to see their new top tropical flavor pack, go to your local supermarket or package store and pick up some High Noon.
What up? My one fucking good thing of the week is that I finally got to meet this guy. Everyone thought we hated each other because of some mean tweets, but then when you actually get to know a guy, you realize he's cool as shit. His team stinks, but he's the man.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks to the Chiclets guys for joining us. You can find me at EKA Nardini. You can find Token CEO on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and that's about it. So we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Instagram. Ah, shit. Instagram. You can find us on Instagram. All right, we'll see you back here on Tuesday.